The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Kitzei. In the middle of Parshas Kitzei, Dvorim Chof Dalet, Posuk Ches and Tes, the Torah tells us, Yishomer b'nega tzoras lishma me'ay v'lasuis. You shall take care, take heed, with the nega tzoras, with the plague of leprosy. Now this was not the leprosy that we know today, but there was a certain disease in biblical times which was known as a leprosy. Lishmor me'od v'lasuis. And you should take very good care to do kechol asher yeru eschem ha'kahanim alvim kasher tzivisim tishmuru lasois. To do exactly the way the kahanim and the levim, the priests, instruct you. And whatever they instruct you and command you, this is what you shall do. The simple meaning of this posuk is like Rashi tells us, that when a person, heaven forbid, if he's stricken with this nega, with this plague, they shall not remove it, they shall not cut it off, im lahaschir, im lahachlit, im latahir, and they should follow the instructions of the kahanim of what they're supposed to do for themselves. This rendered a person tomei, impure, and sometimes he would have to go outside of the camp, sometimes there would have to be a period of time to inspect it and so forth. The next pasuk tells us, Zohar Esa Sherosa Hashem Alakecha Miriam. You shall remember what Hashem did to Miriam, Baderech B'tzeischem Mimitzroim. On the Derech, on the way when you were going out of Egypt. The Torah is referring to the end of Parshas Baalei Sechor, when Miriam spoke Loshon Hara, she slandered her brother Moshe, and there she was stricken with tzaras, she was stricken with this nega. So Rashi tells us that you should remember what Hashem did to Miriam. In Bosla Lizoya Shalitilko, but tzaras al tisapen Loshon Hara. We shall remember what happened to Miriam, that because she spoke Lashon Hara, slander, she was stricken with this nega. and therefore we should remember, in order that we should not speak Lashon Hara. The Sifri on this posuk tells us, "V'chima inyan zeleze." What is the smichas aparshes between these two psukim? That you should be careful with the plague of leprosy, and you should remember what took place by Miriam. V'lam dechosh shein negoyim boim el aloshin hor. To teach us that this type of punishment comes because of the speaking of Lashon Hara, of speaking against your fellow man. Now the Ramban on this posuk says Lefi daiti shu mitzvus esei mamish. This posuk of Zohar that you should remember, he says this is not just something that the Torah is giving you an eitzah, counsel, but this is a mitzvus esei mamish. This is a positive commandment. Kimei Zohar eshem ha-shabbos lekatshei, Zohar eshayim asher yotzosim imitzrayim, Zohar es asher osa lecha amalek. Just like we find in other places where the mitzvus esei, a positive commandment of zechira, where we are commanded to remember things. For example, we are commanded to remember the day of Shabbos. That's a mitzvah essay. We do that by making kiddush. We are command, or any distinction to show that Shabbos is different than any other day, you fulfill a positive commandment. We are commanded, Zohar, we are commanded to remember the day that we went out of Egypt. Or, like it states at the end of this week's parsha, that we are commanded to remember what Amalek did to us. Imkein gamze kemeisam. That we are, this is a mitzvah, one of the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, that we are commanded to remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What are we commanded to remember? We are commanded to remember the great punishment that Hashem gave to Miriam because she spoke Lashon Hara. And this is a mitzvah in order to keep us from speaking Lashon Hara. Then the Ramban continues. If you, as we mentioned, there are two psukim. The first pasuk says, "Ishomer beneged tzoras." You shall be careful. What does that mean? Beloshin safro, he brings from the safro. Zohar es asher osa Hashem elakecha leMiriam. You shall remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Yochel bilvavecha. Does this mean that you should remember in your heart? Kishu hu aimer hishomer b'nega tzaras lishmar v'le'ei v'laseis harishmiris alei v'amura. The first posuk that states you shall be very careful when it comes to the plague of leprosy, this means that you should be very careful about speaking Lashon Hara in order not to bring leprosy upon you. This is included in that posuk. Now, if that's the case, what does Zohar es asher osa Hashem leMiriam? What does that come to add? That you should remember what Hashem did to Miriam. To remember, we are already commanded from the first posuk, from the first sentence. So what is the second sentence coming to add? Hormani Makayim Zohar Shetei Sheineh Bificho. It comes to tell us that we have to be Zohar Bepeh, that we will not fulfill this mitzvah merely by remembering in our hearts. That mitzvah will fulfill from the posuk of Shomer, but only by remembering through enunciating or pronouncing this with our mouths will we fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar, what Hashem did to Miriam. A similar law we have at the end of the Seder by Amalek. There the Torah says that you shall remember what Amalek did to you, and al tishkach, and you shall not forget. So what does it mean you should remember and you shouldn't forget? So al tishkach tells us that you should not forget in your heart. Remember, it tells us that you must be meitzi bepeh. You must constantly say this. So it comes out now that there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah that you should be very careful with the negar atzeras. Firstly, that refers to that you must listen to whatever the Kohanim instruct you. And secondly, you should be very careful not to bring it upon yourself. How are you careful not to bring it upon yourself? By remembering or by not forgetting what Hashem did to Miriam. That's what the mitzvah of the first posuk. The mitzvah of the second posuk, Zohar, that you shall remember, comes to tell us that we are obligated to talk about this. If we merely think about it, we do not fulfill the mitzvah, because that's what the first sentence tells us. But Zohar bepeah, we have to constantly speak about this. And then the Ramban concludes. Zohar es asher osa Hashem elokecha leMiriam shetei maske zeh bepeh tomid. We should constantly mention it, talk about it. And he says, Mikan nira Sherabisenu Yase say mitzvah le sipur veitzibul vad, le inotzel mina negoim, that this is not just counsel or a good advice, but this is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah, a positive commandment and a negative commandment in the Torah. Now the Ramban adds to this. At the end of the Sedra in Parshas Ki Teitz, in this week's Parsha, and there, as I mentioned, we have the mitzvah where we must remember Amalek. The Ramban brings as follows. We have a double expression. Zohar es asher osa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. And then the Torah tells us, Leitishkoch, you shall not forget. So again we have this question. If you shouldn't forget, so that's the mitzvah remembering. So how can you fulfill the mitzvah of not forgetting and the mitzvah of remembering? So he brings a sifri, which says a similar principle, that you shall not forget in your heart, and you shall remember through your mouth. Then the Ramban asks, what does it mean that you should remember through your mouth? So some want to say, we should read it from the Sefer Torah in shul. And that's where the custom comes, that on the Shabbos before Purim, we read from the Parsha of Amalek in shul. But the Ramban says he doesn't think that's what it's referring to. What does it mean that you should remember orally? This means that we must tell it over to our children and to the generations. We must tell them, this is what Amalek did, and this is why we are commanded to eradicate them. So, Al Tishkach, you shouldn't forget, that's in your heart. Zohar means you shouldn't forget orally. How do you fulfill that mitzvah? He says, by telling your children and your children's children and the generation just what Amalek did to us, and this is why the Almighty commanded us to eradicate them. And then the Ramban goes further. V'chein b'maisa Miriam. So he says, so is it with Miriam. Nitztavinu lahidia levaneinu. We are commanded to tell our children. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar, this what the Torah said, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. You do not fulfill this mitzvah merely by remembering. Because that's the first pasuk, that's the first pasuk of Yishomer. But you fulfill this mitzvah by telling your children and telling the generation, ulesaper ba'ilideres, exactly what took place. What Miriam did and how she was punished. Now something like this really is not so nice to tell over. Right? Miriam was from a great tzaddikus. She was a great righteous woman, and she was a neviyah, she was a prophetess. And the Sifri tells us in Baal Eisachor that when she was stricken with the leprosy and she had to go outside of the camp for 7 days, the entire camp, 600,000 men, but with women and children, and under 20 and over 60, there were millions in the camp. They were commanded by Hashem not to move, in order that Miriam shouldn't have to journey outside the camp until she was to come back into the camp. So the So even though it would be fit not to talk about this and to conceal it in order not to talk bad things about the righteous, And here the Torah is telling us that you should forget about it. But the Torah say, don't forget. And not only don't forget, but zocher bepeh, but you, the way to fulfill this mitzvah is by talking about it all of the time. Why? Tziva kosev leidiyai ulegaleisoi. The Torah commanded us to publicize this and to make it known. Kidei shetei azores loshen hora suma bifinu. In order that the seriousness and the commandment of loshen hora should be with us all of the time. Mivnei shehu chet godel vegerim raus rabish. Because it's such a enormous aveira, transgression, and it causes such enormous troubles in evil. Ubnei odom nikshalim beitomid, and people are always battling with this and always being tripped up in this. K'may shomer v'akol beloshen hora. So, and the Chofetz Chaim zichreinu libracha, in his, when he counts all of the mitzvahs that one can transgress when he's speaking Lashon Hora, so he counts both of these. He counts Zohar, Es Asher Osa Hashem Elokech LeMiriam, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. He counts that as a mitzvah's essay. That's in Aleph, that's the first mitzvah's essay. And he Somer Benegatzaras, that you should guard yourself from the Negatzaras, this he counts as a negative commandment in Leisa Segimu. From the, all of this, we learn the following. That firstly, the reason why the Torah puts these two psukim together, that you should be careful on how to deal with leprosy, and that you should remember what Hashem did to Miriam. This, the Sifri tells us, it comes to teach us that leprosy, this type of leprosy, comes for Lashon Hora. Secondly, what we learn from here is these psukim are not merely etzateva, good counsel for us. It's good counsel, but it's more than that. They are both counted amongst the Tariyag mitzvahs, according to many Peskim, according to the Ramban. Amongst the 613 mitzvahs, a positive commandment and a negative commandment. And someone who does not do this transgresses it. Thirdly, what we learn from here, that to fulfill the Hishom Elocho, that you should be careful, that you can fulfill by remembering in your heart what took place by Miriam. But to fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar, that you can only fulfill bepeh, that you can only fulfill orally, which means that you must speak about it all of the time, and to your children's children, to the entire generation, what Hashem did to Miriam, and for what reason, in order that this should not be forgotten. Lahaskizeh bepeh tomid, always to speak about it in order to remember it. Even though this is something really that we should conceal. So these are the three points that we learn from these two psukim. The Ramban adds to this another point, and that is when the Torah tells us to remember what took place by Miriam, it means to remember the whole story. The whole story. Not that she was just, she spoke Lashon Hora and she was stricken by Nega. Right. Now, to remember the whole story, because there is an awful lot that can be learned from that story. Now, what took place, and the Sifri in several places itemizes what took place and what we can learn. At the end of Parshas Baalei Sechor, this is in Bamidbar Yud Beis. The Torah tells us like this: "Vatadaber Miriam ba'arin b'meisha al edeso isha hakushis asher lokach ki isha kushis lokach." Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe regarding his wife. Why she's referred to as a Cushite, this we will not go into now, but regarding his wife. Now, what did they speak about? So the Rashi brings from the Sifri. Moshe, after receiving the Torah and coming back down from Har Sinai, never returned to his wife Tzipporah. He separated himself from his wife. Miriam went to Aaron. Miriam found out about this. Sifri tells us she found out about this in one or two ways. One version is that she found out because when others also became Nevi'im prophets, so they heard Tzipporah say how unfortunate it is for their wives. Or they saw that no longer was she beautifying herself or ornamenting herself. So she found out about this. So she went and she spoke to Aaron. She told Aaron she was concerned and she felt that Moshe was doing wrong, that he was doing an Aveira. Now it is true that when all of Israel were going to receive the Torah, so there the Torah commanded them that for 3 days they and their wives should separate from each other. But after the Torah was given, then the Torah commanded, Hashem commanded, Shuv alachem lo aleichem, that you should all return to your homes. And they did. So Miriam felt that here Moshe was assuming something that he had no right to assume. And she told Aaron, did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Hashem spoke to all of us. And still we were all allowed to return to our wives. So then Moshe also. And Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem heard. Vayish Moshe onef mi'od mikol ha'odom asher al p'nei ha'odom. And Moshe was the most humble man on the face of the earth. Now why does the Torah tell us this here? Moshe was the most humble man on the face of the earth. Torah tells us this, the Sifri says, to teach us that this criticism that she was speaking to Aaron about Moshe didn't bother Moshe. Didn't bother him in the least. He was a man full of humility. And from the fact that someone should criticize him, didn't bother him. There was no arrogance in him whatsoever. That's why the Torah tells us this here. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry. And he came down to speak to them. And he said, you are not like Moshe. There was no prophet like Moshe. Everybody also heard the giving of the Torah, but not the way Moshe heard it. There was no prophet that was peh el peh, a dabeboy, that spoke to me mouth to mouth. Not through a vision, not through a dream, but like two people speaking to each other. And there was no one more faithful to me, so why aren't you afraid to speak against him? Now, what the mistake they had made was, is that when the Almighty said, Shuv alachem lo aleichem, that everybody returned to your homes, he said, Vato, you remain with me. And from there, Moshe learned that he was not allowed to return to his home. So this was the mistake that Miriam made, and Hashem became very angry, and then the Torah tells us how she was stricken with the nega, with this leprosy, and then how Moshe was mispalel, he prayed for her. Now, by remembering this entire story, what can we learn from it? Sifri says as follows. Are it vorim kar bochemer? Ma Miriam shalein iskavnu ledabe be'achia le'gnai, ela le'shvach. Miriam's intentions, when she criticized Moshe, was not to criticize him. She wasn't coming to try to break him down. She wasn't coming actually to slander him. She came to Aaron saying that Moshe, your brother Moshe, is doing something that's wrong. But she actually wasn't coming to slander him and to defame him. Many, many times, the Gemara tells us, that Loshon Hara is mavdil bein ish l'ishtei. The Loshon Hara breaks the unity between man and his wife. You go and you tell a husband something about his wife, or you go and tell a woman something about her husband, and you bring them further apart from each other. He or she was trying to bring them back together. This was her intention. And who did she tell this to? She went to tell the world. She went to tell Aaron. Aaron was her brother. And kach nemsho, and still she was punished. So what will be if somebody criticizes another person behind his back where he's trying to defame him, trying to bring down his name? Or trying to cause some type of wedge between he and his wife, or between he and other people. And he says this not privately, but in front of many people, then how much more so? That's the Sifri in Baalei Sichor. And the Sifri in Kiseitse just adds a little. It says, "Vahare dvorim kai v'cheman, ma mirim shalei dibur ela shalei b'fonim shel Moshe, v'lanosu shel Moshe." That actually Miriam was trying to help Moshe. So kavona, her intention was to help Moshe with this. U'l'shivchi shel mokim, and her intention was to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this. U'l'vinyani shel elam, and like we mentioned also, to bring them back together, and this is how she was, and this is how she was punished. So how much more so with someone else? So therefore the Ramban says that the mitzvah to remember of what took place is not only to remember that she's slandered and she was punished, but to remember the whole story. That's why the Torah says, Zochar eis asher osa Hashem Miriam, v'tzeischem mimitzrayim, when you were going out of Egypt. Remember the whole story. All of the circumstances. There were the best possible circumstances for Miriam to do what she did. But still, because she spoke Loshon Hara against Moshe, she was punished. So then how much more so when these circumstances do not exist? Now the Rambam brings at the end of Hilchos Tumas Atzeras. The Rambam says as follows: Hatzaras hu shem ha'omer b'shutfis kelel inyonim harbe shen daimin zelzer. The word tzaras, which refers to this disease, which we call leprosy, he says actually covers many different types of disease. For example, it can plague a person's skin, it can plague his hair, his beard, it can plague clothing and houses. And all of this is referred to as negatzaras. And all of these that the Torah referred to as saras, this is not natural. See, this is why the commentaries, the Meforshim, tell us that this leprosy is not the leprosy which we know of today. It's extinct. It doesn't happen today. At least it hasn't happened in recent times. But it did happen during the time, during ancient times. And the Rambam says, "Eina min hogei shel olam." It is not natural. It is something which is supernatural. But this is something which is a supernatural sign, a wonder, which will take place in Israel in order to caution the people from speaking Loshon Hora. Someone who would speak Loshon Hora, so the walls of his house would start to change colors. If he stopped, then it would return to normal. If not, then he had to break down the walls, and if he continued, then many of his vessels or his clothing would start to change colors. If he stopped, then it would become pure again. If he continued, he would have to burn them. If he continued, and it would come to his clothing. If he continued, it would spread to his flesh. And then he would become mugdal mafursim levadri. And then he would have to, the halacha was, the law was, that someone who was stricken with this would have to go and sit outside of the camp. And the Torah would force him to separate from sichas reshoim, from conversation with the evil, shu'a letzonis v'loshen hora, which is coughing and gossip, and loshen hora and slander. So we see that this was an intervention from the Torah to stop people from speaking loshen hora. It would start with the walls of his house, it would go to his vessels, it would go to his clothing, it would go to his skins, to his hair, and eventually where he would be forced, because he would have to go outside of the camp and he couldn't come into contact with anyone else, he would be forced where he couldn't speak anymore gossip or Lashon Hara or Letzonish. And this is what the Torah has commanded us, saying, and he quotes our psukim, be very careful with the leprosy, and zohar, and remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Now he says, like the Sifri that the Rambam brings, what does it mean you should remember? He's bainanu. You must constantly think into what happened to Miriam. Ma ira le Miriam anaviyah. Shedibro b'achiyah shayisad deyla mimenu. She spoke about a younger brother. Maisha was younger, Bishonim. Many times an older sister has a right to criticize a younger brother. An older sister has a right to rebuke a younger brother. Vigid lo se'al bikeho. And she brought up Moshe. She brought up her younger brother. V'sicha no be'atzmo. La'tzila minayam. And not only that, but she endangered her own life in order to save him. When he was born and he was put into the basket, into the river, so she endangered her whole own life to save him. And she didn't defame him. She made an error. What was her error? Her error was is that she considered Moshe to be equal to the other prophets, that the same laws which applied to the other prophets would apply to Moshe. So this was the error. And he didn't even mind. Didn't affect him. Because the Torah says, "For ish Moshe anav miayid." At that point, the Torah says that Moshe was the humblest of all men. So, all of these circumstances are, is where she said something that she perhaps had a right to, because she was an older sister, and she brought up Moshe, and she loved Moshe, and she endangered her life for him, and she really didn't defame him. She only made an error and thought that the laws which applied to all the prophets applied to him also. And Moshe didn't even mind. And nevertheless, immediately she was punished. So how much more so when it comes to wicked people? Hatipshim, the fools. Shemarbim ledabre gdules v'niflois. He says, wicked people and foolish people that talk all of the time. All of the time they're talking. And what are they talking? They're talking about other people. And they're talking to slander other people. They're talking to downright other people. And great things they're saying about other people. Gdules v'niflois. And therefore, someone who wants to walk in the right direction, the first thing he must do is stay away from the circle of gossipers. In order that he should not be caught in their web. It's the way of those who gossip and speak Lashon Hara, that in the beginning they start to talk about nothingness. They'll talk about the weather, they'll talk about something else, which means nothing. As it states, v'kol k'sil b'reiv dvorim, that the foolish speak a great deal. Then they'll come and they'll start to downride the righteous. Then they'll start to speak against the prophets. Then they'll start to speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zuhi sichas ha-reshoim she-geiremes lahem she-yeshivas kronis v'yeshivas k'nisei shalami yoretz v'yeshivas botim yishtei shal sheshe shechar. What is the great cause for Lashon Hara? The great cause for Lashon Hara, the Rambam writes, is when you sit down with people just for the sake of talking, just for the sake of gossip. He says, when you find people who sit on the corner, or even if you find people, actually it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, even in a shul it says you shouldn't sit in the way in the back in the corners of the shul, because that's where you usually have a group of people that just want to talk. Gatherings of people that gather for no particular reason except for idle conversation, he says, this is the cause, this is the greatest cause of Lashon Hara. Idle conversation and gossip. Avol sichas k'shari Yisrael, the righteous of Israel, what is their conversation? Ein ele b'divrei Torah v'chokhmah. People that come together to talk in words of wisdom, to talk in words of Torah, to talk in words of chesed, how they can do such a mitzvah, or how they can help someone. This person needs help, how can we help him? Or help is needed there. These are the circles of the righteous of Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, as it states, Oz nidburu yirei Hashem ishal reyu vayakshev Hashem vayishma. That when one man speaks to his fellow man in the fear of Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Not only he listens, he pays attention. And not only that, Vayikosef Sefer Zichrein Lefonov L'Yirei Hashem L'Chesh V'Shmai. He writes it down. He writes down in a book who are these people, and it's written there forever, because these are people who are talking in the ways of Hashem. So this is what the Rambam tells us. The cause of what Lashon Hara can cause, we must not underestimate. It can ruin a person, it can ruin his reputation, it can cause machlekes, it can separate man from his fellow man, and man from his wife. It can ruin communities. But even more so, the Gemara brings in Masechta Sanhedrin, one of the classical cases in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, one of the classical cases that we have of Lashon Hara in the Tanakh is Doeg Ha'adomi. Now the Rambam brings in Perek Zayin of Hilkas Deis,
Halacha Aleph. Amaragel b'chaveiroi. Eve b'leisase. Shenema le'selech rochel b'amecho. Actually, maragel is not even Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is when you criticize someone. You try to downgrade someone behind his back. This is to another person. This is Lashon Hara. Maragel is where you tell a third party what a second party did. If it sets a situation that can bring some type of harm. If you saw Reuven do a certain thing, so if you tell that to Shimon, in other words, that's a tale bearer. You tell that to Shimon, that Reuven did such and such a thing, or Reuven said such and such a thing about you or about someone else. If that's something that can cause harm to Reuven or other people, that's baragel. And that's also bechlal in the Yisr, the prohibition of Lashon Hara. So the Rambam brings a maragel bechavera eva b'leisase. If someone is maragel, so he transgresses a negative commandment, as it states, leiselech rochel ba'amecha. This is called a rochel, and a rochel also is known as a merchant, as a salesman, because you go from one to the other and you bear tails. V'afal pishen leikin al davar zeh. And even though there's no corporal punishment for this Aveira, like there is for other negative commandments, Oven Godelhu, but it's a very, very great Aveira, the Gerim Laharei Goshis Rav Israel. Now we said it can cause machlekes, it can cause splits, causes social problems, can ruin a person's name. But more so, the Rambam brings, it's Gerim Laharig Nefoshis Rabbis Yisrael, it can cause Hariga, it can cause death. And not only death, but it can cause the death of many, many people. Lekach Nismach Levele Samed Al Dam Reyecho. That's why right after in the Torah where it says that you should not be a rochel, you should not bear tails, it states Le Samed Al Dam Reyecho, you shall not stand by the blood of your brother. How do we know this? Say Ulamad Ma'ira Ledeg Ha'adoymi. So the Rambam says, in case you don't believe this, so then study the Parsha of Deg Ha'adoymi. What was this Parsha? Briefly. In the Tanakh, in Shmuel Aleph. In Shmuel Aleph Posu, in Shmuel Aleph Perichov Beis. Shaul became incensed with his son-in-law David, to the point where he wanted to kill David. And David had to run away. That was when your honest son told David that his father is incensed with him and his father wants to kill him. Go run away. So David ran away. And actually the Gemara brings another Gemara that Yehonasan, because he was so satumal, he was so upset with everything that was taking place, when he told David, they met in the woods, and when he told David to go run away, don't come back, he forgot to give David some food to take with him. So David went away empty-handed. This is in Perichof Aleph. And David came to the city of Nove. And this was in Ir Shel Kahanim. It was a city of Kahanim. And he came to Achimelech, who was the head Kohen. And when Achimelech saw him, David coming alone, David was the future king, the son-in-law of the present king. And when he saw him come in alone, empty-handed, and no servants with him, he became all upset, and he said, "What's happening? Madua atolevadecha v'ish ein itoch?" So David didn't want to say that Shaul is after his life. No one knew about it. So he said that the king sent him on a special mission, which was of utmost urgency and utmost secrecy, so he could take no one along. He could take no one along. And because he had to come so quickly, so he came empty-handed. So he said, "V'atom ma'yesh tachas yodcho chamisho lechem tenu v'yodi o'enimso." He says, I'm hungry, I have nothing to eat. Do you have something you could give me? Perhaps you have some loaves of bread. All right, so the Kohen, Achimelech the Kohen, gave him bread. Then he said, Vishom Ish Me'ad de Shaul. Now in that place, there was a servant of Shaul, by Yemahu that day, Ushmo Doeg Ha'ademi. And this was Doeg Ha'ademi. Abi Harem Ashel Shaul, who was from the chief captains of Shaul. Then David said to Achimelech, I have no weapons. I had to leave even without weapons. Perhaps you have some weapons here? And he said, the only weapon we have is Cherev Goliath, Saplishti Asher Hikiso Be'ema Ka'ela. The only weapon we have is the sword of Goliath, the sword of Goliath, which you took from him on the day you killed him. If you want that, I'll give it to you. So he says, all right, give it to me. Vayokom David Vayivrach Bayom Ahum Ibn Shaul. David took the bread and he took the sword and he vanished. He ran away. Then, in the next perek, the Tanakh tells us, Vayishma Shaul ki neida David vanoshim asharitei v'shol yeshi begivis tachas eishul. Vayim eishol avodah vanitzov imalov shimuna b'nei yemini gam lekulchem yitein ben yishai sodis ukromim lekulchem yosim sori alofim v'sori meyas. He said, I want David. Whoever will find him, I will give him reward. Vayan Doeg Ha'adomi. V'hu nitzov al Abdi Shaul vayemar. So Doeg Ha'adomi answered and he said, Re'ishi es ben Yishai. I have seen him. Bo neveh el Achimelech ben Achitov. I have seen him. He went to the city of Noveh to Achimelech ben Achitov. And he asked him for food, and he gave him food, and he also gave him the sword of Goliath. This is what Doeg said, and this is all he said. Right. He didn't say good, he didn't say bad. He merely reported. He said, you're looking for Shaul, for David? I saw him. He went to the city of Noveh, and he asked Achimelech for food, and he gave him food, and he asked him for a weapon, and he gave him a weapon. That's all he said. Vayishlach HaMelech Likrei Asav Achimelech Ben Achitov Akei. So Shaul sent for Achimelech. And he said, Lo Mekushatem Alai Atov En Yishai. Why have you made contact? Why with David? Why did you give him a sword? Why did you give him bread? And Achimelech says, I didn't know that there's something, some problem. He came to me, he's the son and all of the king. I shouldn't give him. He says, Al Yosei Mamelech Be'avdei Dove B'chol Beis Ovi Ki Lo Yoda Abdecho B'chol Zeis Dover Kotlin. He's deprived of the whole household of the king. Vayim Amelech Meis Tomus Achimelech. And Shaul said that you shall die for this. Ato V'chol Beis Ovicho. You and your father's house. And the king said to his runners, go and kill all of the Kahanim that are in this city, because they have helped David escape. And they went, and on that day they killed Shmeinim v'chamisha ish, 85 Kahanim from the family of Achimelech. Then v'esnog ira Kahanim ikolafi cherev. And the entire city they killed off. Me'ish v'yad isha, man and woman, olel v'adjenek, every infant, shor v'chamor, voser, and every bull, donkey, and sheep, the fichorev, by the sword. This was all from a seemingly innocent remark of Rechilus, that when Doeg knew that had he said that this city helped David and David was hated by Shaul, he knew that that report could bring harm to someone. And therefore it's Leisei Lech Rochel Ba'amecha. It was offered, it was forbidden. And he said it. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he was stricken with Lashon Hara, he was plagued with Tzaras, with with leprosy for this. And other things happened to him also. The Rambam brings from here, he says that you shouldn't look lightly at this Aveira, because this Aveira is Gedim Laharig Nefoshis Rabbis Mi'Israel, can cause the deaths of many in Israel. Come and learn, go and learn from Doeg Hadumi. Now why is it that this particular onus, this particular punishment, a nega, why is it that it comes for Loshon Hara? So the Maral explains as follows. He explains this in his Nesiv HaLoshon, Perek Gimel, and other places. The Gemara in Erechin, Gemara in Erechin and Test 4 tells us, says, "Im Yoshu Hanacha Anochish Belelachash, Lothin Lonim is Kapsim Uboim Kolachayos Eitzel Anochish." In the world to come, all of the animals are going to come and they're going to surround the serpent. V'aymrim Lai Ari Doris V'echel Zev Ter V'echel. And they're going to look at the serpent and they're going to say that the lion, when he kills in order to eat. The wolf, when the wolf kills, he kills to eat. But you, the serpent, what pleasure do you have when you kill? Because it states, im yoshu hanochish baleilachash, the serpent bites without any hatred. Now, what does this mean? This means that an animal will never kill or never destroy. We're speaking about an animal that is not crazed. See? An animal will never kill or never destroy unless he's hungry, he wants to eat, or if you corner him for self-defense, it's something else. But it's known many times that there's packs of lions and other animals, if they're not hungry, they go by. They won't kill. A serpent will. A serpent will. A serpent bites, even though he has no pleasure from it. He has no benefit from it. He'll kill even though he won't eat. So this is a shinui. This is a deviation from the norm of the nature. And because of this, all of the animals are going to surround the serpent and they're going to ask him, why are you different than everyone else? So the serpent will answer and he'll say, Ma hano yesh lecho emelehen ma'isun lebal haloshen. He'll answer and he'll say, why are you coming to me? Go to man. The same quality you find by man. Where? The bal haloshen. This quality you find in a man's tongue. If a man will steal, he'll steal because he has something from it. If a man will eat something he shouldn't, there's a force that's driving him to do this, a force of his own pleasure, his own benefit. But when a person speaks Loshon Hara, when he merely slanders someone, downgrade someone, he defames someone, he gets nothing from it. He's not getting any benefit from it. That's also a deviation from the norm. In other words, it's a wanton destruction. It's a pathological destruction. So the serpent will say, what are you asking me for? The same quality you find by man. Where? In his tongue. So we see there a comparison between the tongue and the serpent. Now this comparison we find other places, because the first Loshon Hara, the first slander, was said by the serpent. The serpent came to Chava, to the first woman, and the serpent said, eat from this tree? And she said that the Almighty said we're not supposed to. So he answered, he said, the reason why the Almighty said you shouldn't eat from this tree, because then you'll be as great as him, because he ate from it, and through this he created the world. You don't have to listen. Eat and you'll be as great as him. He was Meitzi Diba, he slandered the Almighty. And that's why this Aveira many times is referred to as the Chet HaNochash, the Aveira of the serpent. So we see here a comparison between the two. Now, how is this different than everything else? Everything else is not a total ra, a total evil. A person might do evil, but he's driven to it. He's driven to it for some pleasure that he receives, some benefit that he receives. Because of that, so it's not a total evil. But because a person speaks Lashon Hara, and there is no drive, there is no physical drive for it, there's no material drive for it, this is a sign that it's a total evil. And this is why it's called Lashon Hara. It's a total evil. And a serpent also had this. A total evil is contrary to this world. Why? When the Almighty created the world, every day, he said, Vayara Hashem Kitov, Kodesh Baruch Hu looked at the world, he said, it's good. And because it was good, he said, Vayhi Erev Vayboker, let there be night and let there be day. And there was only on one day that he didn't say it was good, and that's because he hadn't finished, he had not finished yet what he was supposed to on Monday. So on Tuesday he said good twice. At the end of creation he said Vayar Hashem, Hashem looked and saw everything he did was Tov Miod, was very good. So here we learn that the world that the Almighty created, that's good, and because it's good, therefore it may exist. Had it not been good, then the Almighty would not have said Vayhi Erev Vayboker. He wouldn't have let it exist. From this we can learn that if the world that the Almighty created is good, then something which is total evil has no place in the world. No place in the world. And this we find by the serpent. When the serpent did what he did, Kodesh Baruch Hu chased him out of the world. He said, Oru atom mikol achayis, you're cursed from all of the animals. A serpent is cursed from all animals. And oshis, and I will make hatred between you and the seed of woman. A serpent is the only animal that's cursed from everyone. Man hates him, and woman hates him, and even all animals hate him. You'll find many animals. At a water hole, you'll find many animals sitting together. You won't find a serpent amongst them. A serpent will never be found with other animals. He is Oru Mikol Hachayas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drove him out of society. The society of man and of woman and of chayas of animals. And that's why the serpent will walk always on the side, alone. Not together with others. Why? Because he was total evil. And there is no place in the society that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for total evil. The Baal Lashon Hara, the one who constantly speaks Lashon Hara, this also is a total evil. And if it's a total evil, it also has no place in society. And we see that with this total evil, he breaks society. The Gemara says, what does the Baal Lashon Hara do? Hu mavdil bein adam lechaveri bein ish leishtai. He causes dissension between man and wife. He causes dissension between man and his fellow man. Every Lashon Hara, the Maral says, breaks society. Every Lashon Hara. Why? Because every time you speak Lashon Hara about someone, you are souring his name. And if you're making his name sour, you're causing people to remove themselves from him. So every Lashon Hara causes a breakdown in society. Society, that's the unity of man. It says, Le Nivra Olam Ela Letzavso. Kodesh Baruch Hu created man to live together. Or L'Shevesh Yetzorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to be desolate. He created it to be populated and letzafso for people to live together. So the fabric of the nature of the world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, was of a society meant to live together. Every Lashon Hara causes a breakdown in society, because it sours an individual's name to the point where others will remove themselves a bit from him, be it a little, be it a great amount. And this comes from a total ra, a total evil. He doesn't have ulterior motives, material gains or physical gain from this. And therefore, just as the serpent had no place in the world, and he was forced outside of society, so as the Baal Lashon Hara, the one who constantly does this, also has no place in society. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a plague upon him, a disease upon him, which also was not from this world. Like the Rambam says, Oisu felehi, shalemi min hoge shel olam. This disease is not part of this world. This is not a natural disease. This is a disease that comes from beyond this world. And it comes to intervene in order to force the person out of the society, like the Rambam says. If he doesn't stop, he's going to find himself chutz lemachaneh, outside of the camp. The law is that when someone becomes tomei, he becomes impure with this nega, with this disease, and it states, bodod yeshev, he must dwell in isolation, chutz lemachaneh meshoveh, his place shall be outside of the camp. Like the serpent. That since he is total evil, therefore it has no identification with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And therefore he loses his place in society. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a disease which also is from outside of this world, to be marchik him, to push him outside of the world. And he has to dwell in isolation. And the Gemara says, Torah says he dwells like a mourner. See, like a mourner dwells. He sits and he takes his hat over his head and so forth, just like a mourner. Because just like a mourner withdraws, he must also withdraw. Until the nega is purified. That would be the sign that he stopped his Lashon Hara. And because he is coming to break society, therefore he must dwell outside of society. So this gives us an explanation as to why this plague in particular comes under Baal Lashon Hara. So this is what the Torah commands us in this week's Parsha. Two mitzvahs. One is a positive commandment, the first is a negative commandment, and the second is a positive commandment. And what are they again? Hishomer b'nega tzoras lishma me'ed v'laseis, that you shall guard yourself from this leprosy. Kechol asheyero eschem akanim alavim kasher tzivisim tishmur alaseis. All in accordance to what the Kohanim tell you how to deal with this, but included in this negative commandment, is that you shall not speak Lashon Hara in order not to cause this disease, this plague to come upon you. And Zohar Eis Asher Osa Hashem Elekech Lemirjam. Also included in the first commandment was you shall not forget what took place with Miriam. And the second commandment is Zohar, you shall remember orally. By constantly speaking what took place with Miriam, what Hashem did to her. B'derech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim, as you were going out of Egypt, in order that we should remember all of the circumstances, the good circumstances, and still Miriam was stricken, in order that we should constantly remember what Loshon Hara is and what it brings upon the person. So these are these two mitzvahs in this all-important subject of Loshon Hara. We should be guarded from this Aveira.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.